In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing on, and we're on volume 16, February 10th, 1924. And our Lord said to Luisa, "Luisa, I feel compassion for you because you do not see what I, God, see." And this is something that we're where we all are. We know we have confidence in Christ. We believe in the church. We know that the gates of hell will not prevail, but we can't see what's going to happen. We know that things are going to happen. And he says, "I feel compassion for you because therefore you take this gift of the divine will lightly." And here it is, 1924. This is volume 16. Jesus has spoken to Luisa all her life, but what she has put down on paper really began February 2nd, 1899. So for 25 years, Jesus has been speaking to Luisa, and he says, I feel compassion for you because you do not see what I, God, see. Therefore, you take what I'm saying to you very lightly. And that's where most people are with the Book of Heaven. The Book of Heaven, this is the title that Jesus gave to the book. He says, this is what you are to call it. You know, this Book of Heaven is to help people become aware that heaven is going to be on earth as it is. I mean, the kingdom is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. He says, but I see in my all-seeingness, Jesus says, I see that these writings shall be for my church like a new sun that shall rise in her midst. So here Jesus is saying, as powerful as the sun is to bring light and warmth, to bring everything, to make everything come alive, he says, these writings are going to be like this. It's going to be like a new sun, and it shall rise up in the church's midst. And that's where we are right now. What God is doing is so magnificent. It's so tremendous that those who have been reading recognize this as a new sun. This light, this life, this warmth of the sun, of the divine will, the S-U-N of the divine will, is a new beginning for everyone and for everything. He says, and drawn by its amazing light. So this, the amazing light of this new sun that Jesus is giving to the world, this blazing light, this living light, souls, creatures shall apply themselves in order to be transformed into this light, because he is asking now for us to become spiritualized and divinized. When you are focused on the lives of the saints, your life becomes filled with peace, joy, and happiness, because you see that they recognize God, and they are trying to bring people to their awareness. This is why you have many religious groups, you know, the Benedictines, the Dominicans, the Franciscans. They're drawing people to the way these saints, these founders and foundresses, have drawing people to themselves, so that the people can then begin to see God, hear God in a new and an abundant life. Jesus says, what I've planned for humanity is to share in divinity. The saints gave us a saintly, good, and holy life from a human perspective. We read the lives of the saints, the mystics, you know, how magnificent they are. They are so filled with life and light and love. And we want this. You know, this is why we read the lives of the saints almost every day. We read the lives of the saints so that we can get a glimpse of what God is calling us to. But what Jesus says to Louisa is, now I want to spiritualize and divinize you. This is what the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. This divinization is what St. Peter talks about in his epistle. We are called to be divinized, not to be gods, but to be like God, image and likeness. The Lord has created us so that our life will be more of heaven than of earth. And so Jesus says, this light that's going, that shines from these writings that we really can't see, God sees it. This, we're attracted to this beautiful light, this blazing light, and applying ourselves in order to be transformed into this light, to become spiritualized and divinized. Our Lord has got great plans, and we have to see things from a divine perspective. If we see things from a human perspective, we water down the truths that God wants us to be aware of. Our dogma and doctrine is so filled with life that when we see things from a divine perspective, when we see things from Christ's point of view, we become more enamored with this life of the church, this light of the church, this love of the church. And we're not perfected yet. And what's happening is God says, I have to perfect the church. I have to purify the church. I have to purify the world. And that's what's going on right now. And many people are afraid. Many people are worried, concerned, nervous about what's happening. And Jesus is always telling Louisa, do not be afraid. Don't worry about anything. I will take care of everything, Jesus says. And that's why I really believe that's why our God gave to St. Faustina the final devotion, Jesus, I trust in you, because we're going to have to really trust in him in a way that we've never trusted before. What's coming is this, if you want to say, separation between good and evil, between heaven and hell, between the weeds and the wheat, between the sheep and the goats. This is what's coming. And so God has to give everyone what they want. He has to give everyone what they want. And when we want things of the earth, we don't embrace the divine realities. So Jesus is saying, this new sun, this simile that he's using, this new sun, this blazing light is going to draw people to the divine will. And he says to transform the people to become spiritualized and divinized. He says, in such a way that as the church shall be renewed, they shall transform the face of the earth. This is the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the faithful hearts of your, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. These are the faithful Catholics. Enkindle in us the fire of your love. This is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. God says, I'm going to do this, but I want you to be the light, to participate in this light, to be the life of the church, to be the love of the church, so that people can be drawn to this universal life that God breathed into Adam. He breathed this universal life into Adam, and he says, this is the life I want you to live. This isn't many different lives, many different religions, many different denominations. It's the fullness of faith found in the church. And as we begin to understand, yes, the church is being attacked inside and out. It's being attacked, but Jesus says it has to be. He has to see where each person is. He has to give to each person what they want. He gave hell to the devil because that's what the devil wanted. He says to us, I want you in heaven. I want to, he says, spiritualize and divinize you. I want you to transform you into this light, this love, this life of God. And so he's given us the way and the how this is going to be done. And those that have been reading over the years, every day it becomes more and more spectacular every day. And the Lord is revealing to us the treasures, the secrets, as he says to Louisa, of the Holy Spirit, the things that have been hidden from the beginning of time. And he's asking us, do you want to enter into this abundant life? So he says, the doctrine of my most holy divine will, and this is what Jesus calls it. And if you listen to the writings of Archbishop Karata or Archbishop Cassati or Archbishop Piteri, listen to what they say. They talk about this doctrine of the divine will. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's something, as you dive into it, it becomes more and more beautiful, more and more full. You begin to understand this love of God in a way that the saints only got a glimpse of because they didn't have Louisa. Jesus says, I give this truth, these truths, these secrets to you, Louisa, so that you will write them down. And this is the book of heaven, so that those that will read them will understand why and how this kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says to Louisa, the divine will is for everyone. But then he says, but in reality, it's for those who want it. Only the souls who want it. So this is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into this light. You know, I mean, he's asking us, and then be drawn into this light, to apply themselves to this light, to transform into this light, so that the church will be renewed. The church and those souls will be spiritualized and divinized. He says, and they will transform the face of the earth. That's what's coming. Everyone will be Catholic. Everyone will possess the universal life. There's not going to be many lives. The life that God breathed into Adam, when Adam lost that gift through the original sin, Jesus and Mary come to earth, the new Adam and the new Eve. And what do they bring? They bring the universal life, the Catholic life, back to mankind. And now after 2,000 years, Jesus says, now it's time for this spiritualization, this divinization that has to and must take place. So this is why we are alive today. The Lord has predestined us to live at this time. We're not talking about predestination, but he has made sure that we were alive at this time because he says, these are the souls who must live in my divine will, Jesus says. I have chosen them to possess this gift from the beginning of time. And he says, as he always does, that I save the best for last. So he says that this doctrine of my divine will is the purest. It's the most beautiful. It is not subject to any shadow of the material or of interest, both in the supernatural and in the natural order. What you're going to experience every day as you read, he unveils before you new colors, if you want to say, new sounds, new harmonies, new beauties that you never experienced before. And what is this? He says, it's heaven coming to earth. May that your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there's many different colors. There's many, listen to the people, go to near-death experiences. Listen to what these people went through when they died and went to heaven, when they died and they saw Jesus, when they died and they were in the presence of their family and friends who have already died. Listen to what they say about the colors, about the smells, about the everything, the tastes, you know, the hues, the tones, everything is more beautiful than here. And Jesus says, I want heaven and earth to be the same. I want no difference between them. Wherever my children are, whether they're here on earth with a body or in heaven without a body, I want them to experience God, me, Jesus says, in a way that will just astonish them. So he says, it's the doctrine of my divine will is the purest, most beautiful, and is not subject to any shadow of the material or of interest, both in the supernatural and the natural order. Therefore, like the sun, it shall be the most penetrating, the most fecund, the most welcome and appreciated. What happens if you're where you have many seasons? You have the winter, spring, summer, fall. After a long cold winter, you appreciate the sun, this warmth, this light, this life, from the cold to the warmth. Jesus says, this is what's going to happen. The earth, the whole earth is going to enter into this most penetrating, most fecund, most welcome, most appreciated light of this new sun. Now, again, we're not going to see a new sun, but he's saying it's going to be like this. See, one of the things that a lot of people misunderstand when they first read Louisa is Jesus and Mary talk to Louisa from a divine perspective. And Louisa will say things like, I can't explain this, because how do you explain a divine understanding with human terms? We're so limited. So Jesus is saying, well, it will be like a sun. It'll be like a blazing light. The souls will be transformed with light. These souls, this is how great it's going to be. You'll be spiritualized and divinized, that the whole church will be renewed and the face of the earth will be transformed. The doctrine, he says, is the purest, the most beautiful, not subject to any shadow or material or interest, both in the supernatural and the natural order. The sun is the most penetrating, the most fecund, the most welcome, the most appreciated, and being this light of its own, it shall make itself understood. Light making itself understood. You participate in this light, this life, this love of God. He says, this is so amazing. He says, of its own, it shall make itself understood and shall make its way. It's going to happen. He says, this is a divine decree. As creation was a divine decree, as redemption was a divine decree, he says, sanctification is now a divine decree. This third fiat, this new, it's a new beginning for us, but in reality for humanity, this is what God breathed into Adam. And this is coming back to enter into God's image and likeness again. He says, it's going to make its way, and it shall not be subject to doubts, and it shall not be subjected to suspicion of error. And this is the fun part. Jesus says, you will not find anything in these writings that is against the dogma or doctrine of our faith. It's like the Old Testament. You know, Jesus says, I come to fulfill the Old Testament, the law and the prophets. He says, I want to fulfill everything that the church has taught, so that we can go from the Old Testament to the New Testament to the new beginning of humanity that will become spiritualized and divinized. The church will be renewed. The face of the earth will be transformed. These are the promises that Jesus gave to Louisa. These are the manifestations. These are the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa. And as we read this, we begin to understand there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to be complaining about. There's nothing to be worried about or fearful. Nothing. Jesus, I trust in you. And then he says, good. Now let's go to the next step of becoming spiritualized and divinized. God's going to do this, because that's what Adam had. That's the true life of Jesus, the new Adam, the true life of Mary, the new Eve. This abundant life is what God wants to give to humanity. Not after we die, he says. I want it here on earth. That's why he says, I gave the Our Father. So when the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, what Jesus is talking about right now is we're going to experience this. So for the souls that have been reading the divine will, you're already experiencing it little by little, just a little at a time. Step by step. That's the great thing. He says, I can't just shower you with this, because it'll overwhelm you. It's we're going to share in divinity. You know, he says, but when I give it to you little by little, as you enter into this life, the whole world is being changed. The whole world is being transformed. He says very, very clearly, it shall not be subject to doubts or suspicious error. And if some word is not understood, listen to this. It's because, he says, it shall not be understood. It's because of too much light that eclipsing the human intellect shall not allow them to comprehend the whole fullness of truth. I was talking to a priest friend of mine who, he's an amazing guy. He's got doctorates in philosophy. And I showed him Luisa and I said, what do you think of this? And he read. This was in volume 36. I wanted him to hit some of the great things. And he read it and he looked at me and he says, humans didn't read this. A human didn't write this, he said. He says, God wrote this. He says, humans don't think like this. A God thinks like this. Now, he got it right off the bat. He realized that what is here has been dictated to Luisa by Jesus himself. These aren't human thoughts. This is a divine thought. And he made it very clear that he said to me recently, he said, I wish I had started reading these years ago. He says, there's so much in these writings that as you enter into this gift, you become peaceful, joyful, and happy. Why? You're participating in heaven. Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, sin. It's like a water off a duck's back. It slowly but surely is disappearing. Why? The kingdom is coming. And God has to give everybody what they're longing for, what they desire. So he shows us that this church that we're in is going to be renewed. It's going to be the people in the church are going to be spiritualized and divinized. The face of the earth is going to be transformed. He says, you won't find any errors. And if you don't understand something, it's because the light is so great. The light that's coming, it eclipses the human intellect. And he says, and shall not allow them to comprehend the whole fullness of the truth. However, they shall not find a word, Jesus says, that is not truth. One of the reasons we've been waiting so long, it's a Sunday on the Feast of Christ the King. That's 27 years ago and a day yesterday. The Causa Luisa began in Corrado. And it was celebrated the beginning, the opening of the cause of Luisa in the cathedral in Trani. This is something that God has planned from the beginning of time. And we are in this time. Remember what Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, when she said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. This is Our Lady of Revelation in Rome, an approved apparition of the church. Our Lady said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. And Bruno goes, the end of the world? And Our Lady goes, no, the end of this era. Listen to what Father Ripinger said recently when during an exorcism, the demon was crying. And, you know, you don't trust a demon. They're all liars and murderers. And Ripinger says, what are you crying about? And the devil says, we have to leave. Our time is done. What's coming? The kingdom, the separation between those of God and those of the evil one is coming. We have to understand everything is ready for the kingdom to be established on earth as it is in heaven. So God is getting us ready by giving us the book of heaven. I've mentioned once before that all the heresies of the church are attacking the church right now because of the internet. Mainly, we haven't really studied the heresies and why they were heresies. And they're all attacking the church at once. Everything is hitting the church at once. And so what does God do? You know, the saints fought heresy by heresy by heresy over the centuries. So what does Jesus do? In his wisdom, he says, I'm going to show you the way and the how the kingdom is coming. And as we enter into this, this life, this light, this love of God, it's a new beginning for the church and for all of humanity. Everyone, Jesus says, the survivors of this great chastisement, he says, will be living in the divine will, because the kingdom is coming. The divine will is the new Jerusalem is coming. Everything's ready. And again, where most people are, they're, you know, doom and gloomers, you know, worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. Jesus wants us to trust in him so much, believe in him so much, that there's no doom or gloom with us. It's peace, joy, and happiness. As you read the book of heaven, this, like Jesus says, this whole fullness of truth is touching us. It's washing over us. And he says, you're not going to find a word in the 36 volumes, that's not truth. At the most, they will not be able to comprehend fully. Therefore, in view of the good that I, God, see, here's Jesus talking to Louisa, I push you, Louisa, to neglect nothing in the writings. And he's also talking to us. He says, in the view of the good that I see, I push you who are reading. He says, neglect nothing in the writings. Read everything. He says, one saying, one effect, one simile about my divine will can be like the beneficial dew upon souls. And just as the dew is beneficial on the plants after a day of burning sun, or like a pouring rain after a long months of drought, you cannot comprehend, you cannot understand all the good, all the light, all the strength contained in each word that Jesus speaks. He's speaking these words. The word of God is speaking these words to Louisa. Louisa's putting these words on paper. And as we read what Jesus is saying to us, we don't hear it with our ears, but what Jesus is saying to us with our intellect, memory, and will. As we breathe this in, he's recreating us. This is what he says, regenerating us. To what? To his image and likeness. Every word that Jesus spoke, he says to Louisa, is a divine life. Every word, I mean, the word of God, when he said fiat lux, the universe began. Everything in the universe began. When Our Lady said fiat mihi, the incarnation, God became man. The incarnation took place. And now with the fiat voluntas tua, Jesus says, watch what's going to happen. Everything's going to change for the good. Everything's going to be blessed. Everything's going to be abundant. Everything's going to be divine. Jesus says to Louisa, and Our Lady says to Louisa, I'm going to show you a way of heaven and no longer a way of earth. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for souls who want what he wants. The saints wanted what they wanted. I mean, they started their religious life. They started their, you know, churches and convents and rectories and hospitals and orphanages. And, you know, they built this for God. Jesus says, now I'm going to do this for you. That's why St. Louis de Montfort says they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. That's the book of heaven. He says, this is what he's planned. He says, you cannot understand all the good, all the light, all the strength contained in each word that the word of God is speaking. And as we enter into this, as we enter into listening and reading and studying and putting it into practice, what happens at that point is everything in us is changing. This is the regeneration. As he speaks, he says he's recreating us so we can be in his image and likeness. He says it very clearly. He says, but your Jesus knows each word. Jesus knows the ones whom it must serve and the good that these words must do. That's us. He's speaking to us. I mean, when he said to Lazarus, come out. Lazarus got up, dead as a doornail, and walked out. What Jesus is looking for is for the souls who trust in him so much that they can be spiritualized and divinized on earth as the saints are in heaven. That's the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. This is what we've been praying for 2,000 years. And we're very, very close of this happening. And again, when you read the divine will, you become so confident in Jesus. You really do, that you step back and you say, I can't wait to see what you're going to do. Because as you're reading, as you're studying, as you're putting this into practice, Jesus is changing us. His word is him. He is the word of God. And when he speaks, great things happen. Amazing things happen. For those that are docile, those that are surrendered, those that are submissive, those that say, let it be done as you wish. Let it be done as you say. Let it be done as you command. Now, as Jesus was saying this, he showed me a table in the middle of the church. And all the writings about the divine will were placed on the table. When I came back from the Vatican, Secret Archives of the Vatican, with the copy of the writings of Luisa, the first thing I said was, let's celebrate Mass. And we had volume 35 and 36. We had 1 through 19. But now we had everything. And in Luisa's room, there was a little, like a cabinet there, a clothes closet that they made into a altar. And you would open the doors and there was the altar. Everything was there. And this is the altar that St. Honorable de Francia said Mass at. This is the permission from Pope Leo XIII and Pope St. Pius X gave permission to Luisa to have daily Mass celebrated in her room. And the bishop would supply priests to come in to say Mass. And the bishops realized Luisa was more than a holy soul. And they had, priests like St. Honorable de Francia coming in to learn what this is about. And so we said Mass. We had all the books on a table and said Mass. We thank God that finally in this room where Luisa wrote most of the writings, all the books of the divine will were present. Everything was there. And I was thinking of this passage. Now, as he was saying this, he showed me a table in the middle of the church and all the writings about the divine will placed upon it, and many venerable people surrounding that table and became transformed to delight and divinized. And I was saying, let's get this thing done. It didn't happen because look what you got. But what it was, many venerable, see, this is what's going to happen. I can't wait. I can't wait for this day. Many venerable people surrounding that table began transformed into light and divinized. And as they walked, as they're walking, they're communicating this light to whomever they encountered just by walking. This is spiritualized and divinized. Everyone will be Catholic. They're going to say, how do I get this life? How do I become spiritualized and divinized? And the church is going to say, well, you got to be baptized. Get baptized first to be in God's image. To enter into God's likeness is to enter into the word, Jesus speaking these words to Luisa to train us, to get us ready for what he is going to do. He's going to do this. This is going to be an amazing event where I truly believe, like in the book of Revelation, the earth is going to shake, not out of fear, but out of joy. What's coming is going to be so glorious. What's going to be coming is going to be so magnificent. And all that Jesus is asking of the church is, are you ready for this? Are you ready for what's coming? He says it very clearly. So many venerable people are going to surround at that table. They will become transformed into delight and divinized. And as they walk, they will communicate that light to whomever they encounter. God's going to do this. Then Jesus added to Louisa, Louisa, you shall see this great good from heaven when the church shall receive this celestial food that shall strengthen the church and make her rise again in her full triumph. This is a promise of Jesus to Louisa and to us. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing. Jesus says, you're going to see this, Louisa, from heaven, this great good that I'm going to give to mankind. And the church shall receive the celestial food, which is the divine will, that shall strengthen the church and make her rise again in full triumph. That's what's coming. A new beginning is coming. This is so magnificent that all our God is asking of us is, are you willing to say yes to this? And when we go, yes, he goes, okay, prove it. And the proving is to begin to live a life of peace, joy, and happiness. How do you live a life of heaven? Jesus made it very easy from the book of heaven. And as we read this, as we study this, as we put this into practice, a new beginning is coming for all the world. The church is going to be the life of humanity. The church is going to, what Jesus is doing now with the church is he's getting rid of the stains and the wrinkles of the Holy Church. The church is going to be beautiful, magnificent. That's why he says the doctrine of my divine will is the purest, is the most beautiful, because what I'm going to give to the church is going to bring this light, this life, this love out of the church. Remember, Jesus says the kingdom of God is within you. And what he's doing with the book of heaven is he's breathing life into us so that we can begin to finally, after 2,000 years, begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, that the saints only dreamed of. But Jesus says, this is what I want to teach you. I want to teach you how to live the life of the new Adam and of the new Eve. That's what they gave to Louisa. It's a new beginning. And Jesus is saying, don't worry about anything. I'll take care of it. And when you're worried, Jesus, he says he gets sad because he says, you're not trusting what I am going to do. I'm going to take care of everything. I'm witnessing what side the people want to be on, where they want to be with him or the evil one. He's witnessing it. So he's asking us, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? Because it's coming to the earth. The kingdom of God is going to be on earth as it is in heaven. The church is going to be beautiful beyond comprehension that we can't even imagine it now. It's going to be so beautiful. It's going to be so perfect. It's going to be so glorious. And all that God is asking is, are you ready to have the church to be renewed? Are you ready to have the transformation of the face of the earth? Are you ready to study my doctrine on the divine will, which is the most beautiful, the most purest, it's both in the supernatural order and the natural order? Are you ready to enter into this life? Jesus says, because it's going to happen and it's going to happen soon. Let's look at Father Gobi. Our Lady said to Father Gobi in 1997, time has now come to an end. No, sorry. That was something. He said, Our Lady said to Father Gobi in 1997, everything's completed. How can everything be completed when everything seems to be falling apart? Well, again, I'll mention one more time. It's the writings came out in 1996. These writings, Jesus said, are going to bring a new beginning for Christ and his church. It's like, remember the Wizard of Oz, everything was in black and white and then all of a sudden Technicolor. What's coming is to see things from a divine perspective. What's coming is to be spiritualized and divinized, as Jesus says. What's coming is the new heavens and the new earth. What's coming is the new Jerusalem, where God is doing this. So he's asking us, are you ready for this? And when we say, you know, with the grace of God, with the grace of you, Lord, I want to be ready. God goes, good. That's all I'm asking. Who can say fiat? Our Lady said fiat mihi when she says, how can I please God? You know, I've already made a vow of virginity of my life. I'm not going to know man. How can I do this so that God can get what he wants? And the angel said, it'll be through the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi. That's the same thing right now. As you're reading, you're going to see things that I can't see. You're going to understand things that I will never understand probably. But everyone who reads, Jesus says, I'm going to teach you the way I have created you. If you're a farmer, he will speak in farmer's terms. If you're a doctor, he'll speak in doctor's terms. He wants us to understand. And this is why the Book of Heaven is so magnificent, because what you read and what I read are the same thing, but it depends on how we see it. You know, what is our experiences in life? What is our desire for holiness? What is our life been about till this point? And then Jesus says, okay, you've gotten this far. Now it's my turn. I'm going to take you into the kingdom. He's going to do this. The Lord's going to do this. And he's asking us to have the celestial food. So he teaches Louisa, there's three breads. There's the third bread, which is daily bread. The second bread is the super substantial bread of the Holy Eucharist, which we receive. And for 15 minutes, we're in awe of God, in communion with God, praising him and loving him and glorifying him. We spend time every day in front of the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him and loving him and praising him. And Jesus says, this is to prepare you for the first bread, the bread of the divine will. He says, where there will be a perennial communion with God, so that you can walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening as Adam did. He's getting everything ready. So those that are in love with our Eucharistic Lord, those that spend time with our Eucharistic Lord, we're preparing ourselves for this perennial communion of the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Great things are right around the corner. And all that the Lord is asking is, are you willing to say yes? Fiat, are you willing to say fiat? And if you are, he says, good, now we begin. And that fiat is more than anything that you've ever done before. All the consecrations that you've gone through, all the retreats, days of recollections that you've gone on, everything that you've prepared yourself to begin to live one with God in his holy church. It's just the beginning. Wait to see what he's got planned. And he teaches you as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice. He's constantly, he says, Louisa, I am not only a good father to my children, but I am a teacher. And I'm going to teach you how to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. That's what he did with Louisa. And he says, now it's time for the world to receive this abundant life, this life where you'll be spiritualized and divinized. This life, you'll be transformed into this light and divinized. And as you walk, you'll communicate this divine light to the people that are around you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners. God's got great plans. And all he asks of us is, are you willing? He says, this is where we're going. Are you willing to be with me and help me bring this about? He says, this is why you're alive today. This is why I've predestined you to be alive today, to work with me so that all mankind can have this gift, this sharing in divinity. this being spiritualized and divinized. So let us pray. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.